What's up, everybody? Welcome to PSX I Love You XOXO, our little one-on-one interview series from PlayStation Experience. I'm Greg Miller, and this, David Jaffe.
Hello.
The man who created Calling All Cars, which was our PlayStation Forgotten Game of the Week.
Was it?
Longer. Yeah.
On what show?
PS I Love You, XOXO.
No, it was not.
Yeah,
I've listened to every fucking episode.
No, you're wrong. I know, but you missed that one. You turned it off early, apparently.
Oh, I did. I probably
See,
did.
See, there you go. You got through the reader mail, and you're like, Colin doesn't know what he's talking about.
I did turn it off. I love the show. You know I love
it. I know you do, yeah. Afterwards, I can go through my Google Drive doc and show you which one.
No, I believe episode. You. I think I know.
Well, then I want you to go listen to the end of every episode from here on.
I will. All right,
you know what? Just cancel the interview. Let him go listen to the show.
It's fine.
David Jaffe.
Yes.
Drawn to Death.
Mm-hmm.
How close are we?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about y'all's shitty predictions. Sorry.
Oh, you want to talk? Let's answer my question,
okay,
then you
fine.
Can answer me your questions.
Okay. Drawn to Death, we're close. We're really close. I don't know when this is going out.
This is going to go live sometime next week. I'll say Thursday-ish.
I would like to think that, I mean, we're doing something called Private Access 3 right now.
Yeah.
So we're still tuning and adjusting the hit points and weapons
things
like that. So by this time Thursday, people should probably be able to go on to drawingtodeath.com. And if they've signed up, they should be able to get a code or tweet me, I'll get them in. But so we're going to run that for a bit. And then we're gonna be out very, very soon. It won't be this year.
Okay.
But it'll be extremely soon after, unless something goes horribly wrong. But right now...
Like that ever happens in video games.
Yeah. But right now, that's what we're looking at.
All right. Now fucking come at me. What's wrong with my predictions?
I don't think you guys got any of them right. I mean,
No. Geo Corsi came out and announced 5 Vita games, so that's a point for me.
It was good for Vita.
Yeah.
It was good for Vita.
Finally.
I was like, and there's like 3 Vita games now?
I jumped up when they announced Bastion's out today. Yeah. I've been waiting. I love Bastion.
I don't know what the Nuclear Throne is.
Yeah, it's a Rami's game or whatever.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, so, and that was free, and then the Bit Trip is free too.
But, I love the Bit Trip.
Yeah,
Bit Trip's great. But, you know, you guys... I think Colin totally shit the bed on...
Colin didn't do as well as he usually does.
The Bend, Oregon thing.
But, like, here's the thing. It's like, don't lie. That makes sense. You know what I mean?
It does make sense.
Here's what happened. I'll tell you what happened is I drank the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Because, you know, I covered PlayStation for years,
yeah.
Right? And I remember going into the February event that was announcing the PlayStation 4,
yep.
And I was getting interviewed by USA Today, and they said, what do you think's going to happen?
Okay.
Or what would you do? And I said, I'll tell you what I think's going to happen, what I would do, but Sony never does what I say.
Okay.
And they
okay.
did everything I said. I'd come out and double down on gamers. I'd make a machine that is easy to make games for. And they were right. And then for a while, they were just saying what we were saying. And I was like, we're right on, we're doing it. We got the zeitgeist behind us.
Right, right, right.
And then here we are, no name changes, no
I know,
Sony
right,
game,
right, right.
No shoe on stage.
I know, I was gonna expect you, like, I expected at least the name changes.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop, you know. So I went out with Shannon last night and I was just kind of like, okay, you gotta tell me. It's like, you guys are showing God of War, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, we're not. I'm like, you're full of shit. You're just not telling me the truth.
Right.
And that's cool. I'm like, I respect that. That's good you shouldn't say that because it's your secret.
Yeah,
I'm not Sony anymore. She's like, nope, we're not. I'm like, so fucking are.
Yeah,
and they weren't. I'm like, fuck.
It was mind-boggling. Yeah, that was a prediction a lot of kids had made. And then when they did, like, here's Santa Monica's VR game, it was the zombie taxi driving.
The zombie taxi game, which I thought was fun.
Yeah, no,
fun.
No, totally. That wasn't like, yeah, but it was just like, huh. Not what I would have pegged them to come out and do.
Yeah,
but they do so many, you know,
they
interesting
do. They
things.
Do a lot. And
I'm happy that we have a Fat Princess Adventures finally.
I played Fat Princess Adventures at E3 this year. I really liked it.
I played it at PSX
really
last
fun.
Year, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
put
I'm excited,
out.
And I'm love that it's out today.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
very, very cool.
Yeah, I like that announcement strategy, you know what I mean? Where they come out and they actually say, hey, here's this, and let's go, and da-da-da.
What do you think, this press conference or last press conference? Which did you, what
last was, year's PSX?
PSX or this PSX? Which
oh, last
better?
Year's PSX.
Because and why?
That was the one where it was one of the ones where they came out and like that. We didn't know what PSX was going to be.
Yeah.
So they came out and it was, remember, it was Final Fantasy.
That's true.
And it was Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was the remake, not
they
this
start,
one.
Yeah, they start running together on me. It was Final Fantasy. It was all this stuff.
Tim Schafer, come
get
on.
Out of here.
Come on. But here, no, but listen, no, come here. So,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Nice to see you.
It's good.
So listen, so you know, and we this is not... a debate.
You're going to have to lean into my mic.
But we know Schaefer's a bigger name than I am. Do you know why?
No.
Because when Druckmann was here, I didn't get invited over. This is like Carson. I didn't get invited over when Druckmann was here. But who gets invited over when Jaffe's here? Little Timmy Schafer. Let me tell you something.
Lay it on me. Tell me what you got to tell me.
Where are you at? Are you close on Psycho 2?
Halfway.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
awesome.
Very cool.
You know, the first time I pitched Psychonauts, I just said to him.
No, it was not Psychonauts. It was Brutal Legend.
Also, I also came to Psychonauts.
Oh, yeah, at E3.
I don't know what your job
creative
was.
Creative director, and it was at E3, and I loved it. I fucking loved
like,
it.
Like, show me a design. We'll tell a story someday.
Yeah, no, it was
You're
great.
Doing it right now.
But he told me.
I can go, you can just take over.
Brutal Legend broke my heart, though.
I just want to say hi. I really
too bad. Now you're into the whole show. Too
Brutal
bad.
Brutal Legend broke my heart because we had a meeting and you pitched me Brutal Legend and showed me the art. I'm like, this is the greatest fucking thing ever. And then you're like, and there's this RTS component. I'm like,
oh, sure. Now he's, said, now he's like...
I told you that.
Yeah, he did.
I told you that.
You don't remember the term that you used, though?
Uh-oh.
Too gamey.
Yeah, well, I don't
Except people don't like gamey games anymore.
Do you realize the number of hit games I've had and the number of hit games you've had? Mine could fill barely a thimble, and yours could fill the ocean, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Tim Schafer.
I feel like I can't argue... You're saying things that if I argue with... I can't win. I can't win this
I know
whole thing.
You can.
I think
great?
We're all winners That's here, right. and I don't want to.
Okay.
Let's talk about Drawn to Death.
Let's talk about Drawn to Death.
Yeah.
I showed you Drawn to Death a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like the design. Where, I don't know if you remember this. We were at a Ophir's party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was like, what do you think of this? You're like, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, too gamey though. A little too gamey.
It's a little too gamey.
You don't like gamey games anymore.
I thought I was explaining to you that the taste of your game was a little too gamey. I didn't know you meant the actual mechanics. It was kind of like a deer, muskrat kind of flavor.
Yeah, it's a deer muskrat
a
kind of flavor. Okay, I'm going to go do a thing with a guy.
I got it. Let me do something here. Let me earn it. You know, I got to earn the Trending Gamer of 2015 award, huh? Huh?
Pretty amazing.
Shut up, Kevin.
Good to see you.
Awesome.
See you soon.
Thank you. I love you. What I like about him... There's a lot of things.
Oh, let's talk about him behind his back.
Yeah.
And go.
But I like the fact that now he's just got this, like, he's got a constant gravy train here with these PSX announcements. He comes out, he announces a remaster, but doesn't show it. Then the next year he comes, shows the footage, and then announces another remaster.
Full Throttle, I love. That's probably
that
one
is
of my
really
favorite.
Exciting. That
so
is
I'm
really
excited.
About that's like the first one of his games that I remember, like, my friend bringing over and being like, we have to play this. It's awesome.
Yes, it's very, yeah. I mean, I drink from a lot of the same well that Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
I think you see its influence and its own inspirations in Drawn to Death. I just love that stuff. So they capture it so well. So it's good stuff, man.
So what did you think of the PlayStation conference here at PSX?
I didn't think it was as good as last year's.
Yeah.
I thought Ni No Kuni 2 looks awesome.
I can't wait.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I thought there was a game called Hob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looked really cool. The Uncharted intro was great.
Right.
I don't have Nathan Drake collection yet, so I actually thought they were showing that.
Oh, really?
And when you make the choice, that's the game you play.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, that's so clever. And they're like, no, this is Uncharted 4. I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking great.
That's a really brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And I loved the way the crowd reacted. You know what I mean? Like, I always talk about it, like, it's always homecoming for PlayStation when you come to PlayStation Experience, right? You're around all the other nerds who know all the stuff about us. It's like, I had seen it the night before because I'm doing the Uncharted panel.
Right.
Like, through rehearsals, and I leaned over to Neil, I'm like, you understand people are gonna go nuts, and he's like, nah, and then they all went crazy for it, right? Because it's like different, it's unexpected, and that's what's great about a game in a franchise like that, of like, oh, what's gonna happen, where it's gonna catch me.
Absolutely. I mean, I love that Vita was still represented. It's not like it was as much as last year,
sure.
But there's definitely still stuff coming.
Yeah.
I love they gave away free games, which is awesome. You know, I think they probably are like beating themselves up backstage because the VR demo that Richard Marx did, you know that was supposed to be really cool.
And it was heartbreaking, right?
Yeah,
like he's such a good dude. They're so into that tech. And
I bet it, when it does work, you look at it and it's like living in Tron playing Deadly Disc and shit.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work. It's you know. But I enjoyed it. I mean, look, PSX is it's probably my favorite one of the year. You know, I don't go to PAX that much, but I love it. I thought it was a good conference, not as good as last year. But it's PSX. It's kind of like pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Even when it's not great, it's still great.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pizza. I hear you. I agree with that one as well.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
What are you playing these days?
Well, let's see. I'm still going through Until Dawn with my oldest daughter.
Nice. She like it?
Oh, we love it.
Yeah.
It's the reason I haven't finished it yet is, you know, she only has time like Friday nights, Saturday nights we'll play. Other than she's doing her own shit. And so, but yeah, we both love it. And you know, that scene, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's some just wonderful gore in there.
Oh yeah.
And she's right at that age, like when I was getting into horror movies at 12.
Yeah.
And so her mind is just blown. Like, that one thing where you have to make the choice between the two people and the buzzsaw.
Yep.
Just like, oh my God, what do I do?
That's awesome. Yeah, I never even thought about that, playing that and having like that be like your first horror experience kind of thing. Yeah, that's great.
But I'm playing that. I'm playing a lot of Drawn to Death.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always
just like you can at drawntodeath.com.
You actually can.
Sign up and get a code.
And look, man, I mean, I have been fortunate working with Sony all these years that I've always gotten to work on stuff I love.
Yeah.
So there are absolutely going to be people who, you know, Drawn to Death is not for them, but I love finding the community that we're already starting to build on drawntodeath.com that they like it like we do. And so I love playing that game. But other than that, I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone still.
Oh wow, okay.
I fucking love Hearthstone. League of Explorers new expansion just came out. A lot of mobile games, but there hasn't really been Fallout 4. I'm playing on Christmas. That's my Christmas break.
That's your game.
Metal Gear 5. I don't think I'm going to play it.
Why not? Don't be calling about it.
I'm not going to be calling about it. But here's the deal. So I've played every and finished every Metal Gear game.
Yeah.
Except like the one on the PC Engine or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
And I love them all. A little too wordy for me. The cutscenes go a little
long. Trust me, this is not that game's problem.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So, but when I hear people talk about this, it feels so overwhelming and so long and so big to such an extreme that I'm like, I don't know if I really want to get engaged with that. You know? I mean, is that wrong?
Yeah, I think it is. And because, you know, Tim from the Gamescast, that was his complaint with Peace Walker, right? And I sat down and did a Let's Play with him and showed it, and he was like, this is all in Metal Gear 5. And he's like, oh, I don't know, man. And what it is, when people talk about it, they're always talking about it 30 hours in. They're not talking about how you slowly get the mechanics introduced to you. You know what I mean?
So if I'm going to play one over Christmas break, Fallout 4 or Metal Gear?
I mean, right now, I've beaten both, and I platinum Fallout. I'll eventually platinum Phantom Pain, you'll see. I'd say Metal Gear. I mean, Metal Gear is my game of the year right now.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
that's
cool.
The thing for
Very
me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm playing Yoshi's Woolly World on
you
the
like
Wii U.
Yeah, I fucking love it. Yeah, it's cute as hell. Me and Tim played some of it.
I loved Yoshi's Island, one of my favorite platform games of all time. And this isn't as good, but it's still really fucking good.
So, I'm sure Drawn to Death is going to be a huge success.
Who knows?
You'll be able to retire on that money, but you won't.
That'd be awesome.
My question for you, though,
is
if you've seen Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Makes movies, enjoys them, but then he found his true calling in podcasting.
He did, didn't he?
I think that might be one of your true callings.
I would love to do a podcast.
Anytime you want to be hired by Kind of Funny,
okay.
We can pay you. Kevin, we don't pay well, right?
No,
we don't pay well. But I'd love to have you. You need to come visit. Why don't you come visit?
I don't like San Francisco.
What the fuck's your problem with San Francisco?
Okay. I don't.
I mean, to visit, not to live here. I know living here sucks. There's poop everywhere.
I mean, I love the city. I think when I lived here, I lived in Foster City, which if you don't know is like south of the city.
Suburbs, like what you
and
think of suburbs.
It's so fucking boring, and if I would have lived in the city, I probably would have had a different view of it. But that said, no, I have been talking about doing a podcast, and it's just I need to hire Ed Bartlett Jones, like a producer, to do the stuff that's not the game.
Sure.
Because we're so busy with the game that if somebody could line up the guest and line up the subjects, and I just show up and do it, it sounds like, well, fuck Jaffe, that's anybody can do that. But then I would love to do it.
Yeah.
And I would love to do a political one also.
Oh my God.
With my brother, because he and I are so, in some ways we're alike, but in some ways, oh my God, look.
He was just talking shit about you.
The cat done dragged her in.
Yeah, he was saying that you were lying about God of War last night, and then it wasn't.
I know.
I didn't say that. I said I thought she was lying.
Okay, your mic.
Do you know what we did last night?
He thinks I'm always lying, though.
Because you're very good about keeping secrets, and so I figured at the show today it would be like, oh, you know, fuck you, Jaffe. Boom. There's God of War. There's Corey. Fuck you. Right. But that didn't happen.
I never use that sort of with my
language. No,
she
never,
does not
no,
have a
no.
potty mouth. Do you know what she ate last night, though? Can I tell them?
What did you eat? What did you eat last night?
We went to Mel's Diner around the corner.
Mel's Diner, yeah.
It was great.
It was insane.
We had French fries. We had milkshake, cheesecake milkshake, Oreo milkshake.
Ice cream.
And then what did you have? Some cake that the lady was
strawberry
just
cheesecake.
Obsessed telling
so
you.
So you had a whole table
is this,
full of crap.
Shannon's like, she's like, is this... Is it cakey? That's what she wanted to ask the waitress. I'm like, it's a cake. What the fuck do you think it is? No, it's like a pickle density.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
we didn't finish, but like, just so everyone knows, we only finished the shakes.
Yeah,
everything
absolutely.
Else was not touched.
Okay, okay.
He only had one French fry.
So our, no, that's not true.
I know.
So, okay.
I'm gonna go?
No. I have to go soon because I'm taking up all of Greg's time, but.
And there's a huge line downstairs.
For what?
People waiting to see you, of course.
Oh, for drawing to death?
Yeah.
Or for me. I want to draw to death.
Yes, of course.
Greg says, Greg's promised me that we'll make money on drawing to death.
I did say that.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're all
here. And then I say you can podcast. He's got the gift of gab. He should be podcasting more.
He's got a lot of gifts, but...
Yeah.
That's... Okay, did you get that? If you're out there, that can be almost taken as a double entendre. I just want to let you know that.
David Jaffe, he's got a lot of gifts.
Boom, motherfucker.
All right. Wrapping this up.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Yeah, Colin's interviewing you a little bit. Don't worry.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah. So how do you want to end? You want to pit more of your drawn to death here? Do you want to promise to come back to hang out in San Francisco? Invite me down to San Diego to hang out?
You're always invited. I love talking on y'all's shows. I love talking about games. And I really would love to do a podcast. I'd love to do a political podcast. I love to do a pop culture podcast, and that may be in the cards.
Good.
You know? But all that said, it looks like so much fun you guys are having doing it. And it's hard, I'm sure. You know, I mean, he's not doing shit. He's just standing there. But I mean, for you,
it's true, Kevin. You don't do anything.
You don't do anything.
Yeah, you twist knobs on the camera.
Oh, it's out of focus. You know, no, I look this way, fucker. Drawn to Death. No, I mean, look, I this is the first game that I haven't really gone out there and sold, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel, I mean, it's free to play. You can try it. I love this game. I am very proud of the game, of the team, of the mechanics, of the fiction, of the world. To me, it's the kind of shooter that I like playing. You know, I like that it's smart and strategic, but it's also just over the top crazy. I don't fucking know what's going to sell. I don't know if this is the beginning of 25 fucking games we get to make at Bartlett Jones, or this is the end.
Yeah.
Because this game just tanks. I don't know. And you go on the internet, like you guys talk about all the time, people are dicks.
Oh, yeah.
People are also really loving and nice, but people are such dicks that I'm like, you know what?
But it's because they don't think you'll ever see it. They go on there and they vent, not thinking that you're going to see it.
No, I see it all the time. I look at all of it.
Well, yeah, you're obsessive like me.
And my answer to you, if you're curious, is it's free. It's not that big of a download. Play it. You don't like it, delete it. But give it a shot. I hope you do, because it's really, if you're into games like Unreal and Smash Brothers, that's the DNA, that's the inspiration.
Yeah.
So, you know, give it a try.
There you go. David Jaffe, drawn to death.
See you guys.
Get out there. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been PSX,
I Love You, XOXO. A Baker's Dozen!
A Baker's Dozen!
That's right.
Of episodes coming your way, of course. Interstitial things. Subscribe. There's a real podcast that goes on longer than this, and we yell Baker's Dozen and do different things.
It's the best.
All right. Until next time, I love you.
See you, man. What a dumb hug.
We're all set?
Yep.
He sounds fine?
He sounds great.
You're sure about that? David screws things up a lot.
I really do.
Here we go.